Module 6, Lesson 1, More Words for Social Relations. 1. Arabs consider hospitality to be one of the most important virtues, so it might be a good idea to learn the words for guest and guests. Listen to the word for guest, and notice that it starts with the emphatic sound dha, as in the word dhabit, for officer. Listen.
Daif. Daif. Daif.
Repeat it.
Daif. Daif. Daif.
The plural of daif is?
Duyuf.
Listen to the word for guests.
Duyuf. Duyuf. Duyuf.
Repeat it.
Duyuf. Duyuf. Duyuf.
Let's use guest and guests in sentences. Do you remember the meaning of the following?
متأسف ما أقدر أنا مشغول.
It means, sorry, I can't, I'm busy. This time you will apologize to a friend, not because you are busy, but because you have a guest. Listen to the words for I have a guest.
عندي ضيف. عندي ضيف. عندي ضيف.
Repeat.
عندي ضيف. عندي ضيف. عندي ضيف.
Now, can you say, sorry, I can't, I have a guest? It is?
متأسف ما أقدر عندي ضيف.
Repeat it.
متأسف ما أقدر عندي ضيف. متأسف ما أقدر عندي ضيف. متأسف ما أقدر عندي ضيف.
Now try to say, I have guests. You should say,
عندي ضيوف.
Listen again.
عندي ضيوف. عندي ضيوف.
Repeat it.
عندي ضيوف. عندي ضيوف. عندي ضيوف.
Now say, sorry, I can't. I have guests.
متأسف ما أقدر عندي ضيوف. متأسف ما أقدر عندي ضيوف.
Let's assume that you are eating lunch with your Saudi friend in a restaurant, and you want to pay for his lunch, and tell him, you are my guest. You know that the E sound at the end of the word ضيف means my, and ضيفي is my guest. Now listen to, you are my guest.
انت ضيفي. انت ضيفي. انت ضيفي.
Repeat it.
انت ضيفي. انت ضيفي. انت ضيفي.
2. There is another word which is closely related to guest in meaning and usage. Listen to the word for invited, and notice that the first part of it is med, and its second part starts with the sound ah. Listen to this word carefully.
Med'u. Med'u. Med'u.
Repeat it.
Med'u. مدعو مدعو.
If you want to say to a Saudi, you are invited to my place, you should say,
انت مدعو عندي.
Listen to the sentence again.
انت مدعو عندي. انت مدعو عندي.
Now repeat it.
انت مدعو عندي. انت مدعو عندي. انت مدعو عندي.
If you want to say, I am invited to Abdulaziz's place, you should say,
أنا مدعو عند عبد العزيز.
Listen to the sentence again.
أنا مدعو عند عبد العزيز. أنا مدعو عند عبد العزيز.
Now repeat it.
أنا مدعو عند عبد العزيز. أنا مدعو عند عبد العزيز. أنا مدعو عند عبد العزيز.
In the conversation, عبد العزيز says,
اتفضل عندي على العشاء.
Do you remember what that means? It means, please come over to my house for dinner. If you want to say, you are invited to my house for dinner, you should say,
انت مدعو عندي على العشاء.
Listen to this again.
انت مدعو عندي على العشاء. انت مدعو عندي على العشاء.
Repeat it.
انت مدعو عندي على العشاء. انت مدعو عندي على العشاء. انت مدعو عندي على العشاء.
Three. Listen to the word for lunch, which starts with the sound غ.
غدا غدا غدا.
Now repeat it.
غدا غدا غدا.
Let's practice saying this word in sentences. You want to invite a friend for lunch at your house. How do you say it? You should say,
اتفضل عندي على الغداء.
Listen again to this sentence.
اتفضل عندي على الغداء. اتفضل عندي على الغداء.
Repeat it.
اتفضل عندي على الغداء. اتفضل عندي على الغداء. اتفضل عندي على الغداء.
You may use the word مدعو. Then you should say,
انت مدعو عندي على الغداء.
Listen to it again.
انت مدعو عندي على الغداء.
Repeat it.
انت مدعو عندي على الغداء. انت مدعو عندي على الغداء. انت مدعو عندي على الغداء.
Four. Another one you should learn is the word for breakfast, that is, the morning meal. It is also the word used for the meal eaten at sunset to break the fast during the month of Ramadan. This is usually an extravagant meal, and you might be invited to it. Notice that in the word for breakfast, the emphatic ta sound comes after the initial sound fu. Listen to it.
Futur. Futur. Futur.
Repeat it.
Futur. Futur. Futur.
If a Saudi friend of yours tells you,
اتفضل عندي على الفطور.
What does that mean? It means, please come to my house for breakfast. Repeat it after the speaker.
اتفضل عندي على الفطور. اتفضل عندي على الفطور. اتفضل عندي على الفطور.
Five. Do you remember the response for في أمان الله, goodbye? It is
مع السلامة.
Literally, it means with safety. Listen to the first word alone, meaning with.
مع مع.
If you add the sound E at the end of مع, it means with me. Listen to it.
معي معي.
Repeat it.
معي معي معي.
Can you say, please come with me? You should say,
اتفضل معي.
Let's assume that you are leaving your office to eat lunch and want to invite a Saudi colleague. How would you say, please come with me for lunch? You should say,
اتفضل معي على الغداء.
Listen again.
اتفضل معي على الغداء. اتفضل معي على الغداء.
Repeat it.
اتفضل معي على الغداء. اتفضل معي على الغداء.
Notice that معي means that your invitation could be either to your house or to a restaurant. But if you say اتفضل عندي, then it only means to your house. Now, tell me to come for lunch at your house.
اتفضل عندي على الغداء.
Tell me to come to lunch with you.
اتفضل معي على الغداء.
Tell me to come to breakfast with you.
اتفضل معي على الفطور.
Tell me to come for breakfast at your house.
اتفضل عندي على الفطور.
Do you remember the meaning of the following?
انت مدعو عندي على العشاء.
It means you're invited to my place for dinner.
End of module 6, side 1.